Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beneath
Hello, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having a really fun day again. We're going into it. We've had some really positive calls. We've had a lot of welcoming back for everybody, and today we're doing an hour show, and if you want to get a little bit more, you can call in at Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Jethro following it. It's 714-333-3354, and you can get me there. We're doing both shows today. Kelly's out there. She's feeling better. Her tummy feels good. We said, doctor, doctor, and they got rid of that tummy ache. So we're really happy for her. She's doing better. And I want a big favor from all of you friends and family, and please, all of you guests and friends of mine and clients and just all of you that have heard about Living in the Psychic Realm, please tell your friends to not only listen to the show, but to go in with Kay and Jethro Smith and ask for the book. We are a refund book, so if the bookstore will show it, even if the worst thing happened and nobody wanted it, which we know is not true because I have been selling them, please, you guys, have any bookstore you know. I'm at a point in my career where I'm begging each and every one of you to go in any stores. I am in all of the ones if they order it through the book, but if you ask someone there if they will carry the book in the store, I've had a lot of friends and friends of mine who just recently have been helping me. Well, those of you who know, I'm in mostly the Rocky Mountains and now Florida. So please, if you're anywhere in the area, I just need this favor as a friend or, a Christian person to me. Please go in, ask for Kay and Jethro E. Smith's book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and ask them if they would carry it in a bookstore. We are an Ingram refundable book. And those of you who went ahead and want a signed copy of it, get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. And I will sign a copy for you. You know, send me the $19 and it covers shipping. I'll send it out to you. And the really great thing that we've been doing is we've been really getting a lot of people out there to be able to get this book sold. So, you know, we're welcoming it. We're really putting out the effort. And I know it's going to be one of those positive things that we're able to do. And I really look forward to helping each and every one of you. We've got quite a few on the phone today. And welcome. Hi, everybody in there. Hi, Becky. Hello. How are you, Tasha? It's good to see all of our regulars plus some other friends back. We're having a really great thing that we've been doing, too. And one of those things is you guys have been calling in, we're working on giving out a deal, and it's a really good one for anybody who wants to just do a half-hour fun reading. You know, I've had people just kind of say, okay, I do my normal readings or I want a fun one. And I want to try out the healthy coffee. And it's really fun because what we've done is you can call a number, and I'll give you the phone number here, and say, I want to try the healthy coffee, have it shipped to my house, and a psychic reading by Jethro. And you'll get a really good rate. What we're going to do is it's normally a $90 value, all of this together. But you can get the coffee, you can get a reading by Jethro for half an hour, for $30.50. I'm not kidding you. This has gone wild here. If you guys will do this, if you will call the phone number 719-289-4907 and say, I want a coffee psychic reading with Jethro. They will take all your information down. They will confirm with me, and it'll cost you $30.50. The coffee gets shipped to your door. They call me, and I call you and schedule an appointment. So, of course, you'll have to give your phone number to them. But, you know, the really good thing is you'll do your information, and then you can order the coffee, the healthy coffee, right there from your house. Now, this is OrganoGold's best coffee. One of the good things is that when I do it, I talk about the black as one of the best, and there's a lot of flavors. The reason is that it's made with the mushroom, and that mushroom, that Chinese-Asian mushroom, is very much a detoxer. It cleanses the blood. It works in the system. It's a very healthy coffee. So you're working with all those health factors there. Call 719-289-4907 and find out exactly what's happening there. We're going to go ahead and start out here with a little bit of the Faded Boys today. We've got a little bit. I know you guys are waiting on the phone. I thank you. And so we're going to play a few minutes of Faded Boys, Smoke in the Clouds, and then we're going to come right back and get to those phones. So thank you for your patience, and you've got Psychics Gone Wild today. Now we're back, and all of you know that obviously I've quit smoking for a year, but that song is an excellent song by the Faded Boys, and I just really love the song. So we're going to go ahead, give you a few minutes readings. I apologize today to each and every one of you that if you call in, we're giving you probably about 5 to 6 minutes. I will go with what we've got, and then I welcome you to call in to the next show. And one of the great things is, you know, to continue having our show, please get a hold of us at www.jethrosmith.net. Buy those readings because that's what keeps us going. We like to have fun, and obviously you guys have been patient to get it. But if you want to continue to hear Psychics Gone Wild and live in the psychic realm, please continue to help our psychics. 937, how are you today?
Hi, doing great. How are you?
Really great. I thank you for being patient. Took a little bit to get all my stuff out today.
Oh, great. I would like to know what you see for me for love coming up.
Okay. I would like you to say your first name.
Sandy.
What I see for you in relationship is I see that you've got some things happening here in your life. I feel like that I see work. I'm seeing other things out there with you happening, Sandy. I really am glad. I feel like you've got a lot happening, but I'm as I go to look in relationship, they're telling me that right now the guys are putting you in a position that they really want. They want you to be friends. They're telling me friends first, and they're telling me I feel that there's going to be a relationship that's happening, that's going in, and it's good. It seems to be that I feel that you've been single for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're telling me that, Sandy. They're telling me, they're telling me also, the guys are telling me with you that you're a really good person. You just are having, the guys right now are telling me that they said that the relationship for you has got to be, it's got to be more than just a physical relationship. They're talking like a spiritual person. They're talking an actual life partner with you. You're looking for a person to really be with you. And what I keep getting here is they keep showing me that there's been some outside things happening for you, Sandy, that in life, but I feel like there's friends first, and they're telling me that there's going to be some really times here for energy, Sandy, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit. Give me your date of your birth a little bit more, and let me see what else, why the guides are doing it that way.
April 8th, 1957.
Okay, April, there we go. They're also showing me some really strength with you. They're showing me that you have a good potential here for a relationship in your life. You're ready. Sometimes I do this to check, too, because the guys, someone calls me who's married going, I'm ready for a new relationship. It's like, we got to kind of work with the one you got there. But what the angels are telling me with you, that's not the case. What they're showing me with you is they're saying that there is a person there, that there's a person to be a relationship for you, but that right now, I'm not getting that you're really dating right now. I don't feel that. I feel that you have friends. I feel they're telling you got people, but they're telling me a new relationship's coming for you, Sandy, and going to be here really strong in the hot months. They're telling me August. They're telling me that you've got someone here that is kind of in a relationship, and the free will here. Now, this is where, Sandy, we want to get. If you've called in before, I've had someone get me the other day. They said, you said something, and sometimes a relationship with free will. They're telling me you're ready for a relationship, Sandy. Would you say are you or not?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I like that because the angels are showing me a little bit. They show me what the energy of you, and they show me what's happening. I apologize to all of you guys who called in. I had a funeral in my family, and I've been really out of sorts, and I'm just back. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild. So I welcome all of you. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm on the phone here with Sandy, and I'm thanking you for calling in, Sandy. I feel that there's going to be a relationship for you in August. That's what they're telling me.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. I know that's hard on everybody. I've just went through that, and it's really hard.
It really
takes a lot out of you.
Thank you. It does. And I'll tell you, I've had the most ironic couple months. You really don't realize until you lose someone real close how it does change everything. And it's ironic, but you go through and you come out of it. And going through the energies here, I'm going to keep the prayers out in all of our energies. And please, Sandy, follow us, check with us, back periodically. And if you get a chance, get a reading, a full one sometime.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love your special going on. I'm thinking about that. That sounds good.
All right. Great.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, and bless you, Sandy, and thank you. We're going right into 508. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 508?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Hi, my name's Robin. Hi.
Hi, Robin. This is Psychic Jethro. I thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. I'm going to go ahead here, Robin. They're telling me with the guides in you, when you said your name, they're telling me that you have you have yourself right now where I feel like you're looking for some outside opportunity. You seem to be, you have a lot of potential.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. I guess one of my biggest things that I'm facing right now is I'm feeling an urge to move. far away. I have some ties to California. I live in Massachusetts, and I used to live in California. I don't think I want to go back to where I was. And I also have a tie to someone in Sedona, a pretty strong tie with a person who just went there. So a lot of it revolves around totally wanting to change what I do for work. Just total lifestyle change is what I'm getting an urge to do.
And
I just wondered if it looks like I'm not in a relationship, and I have this friendship only with this person in Sedona. So I don't know if my urge is linked to him or, you know, going eventually out there with him. I'm just taking things step by step, or I just need to get out of where I'm at. I'm wondering.
I feel this. I also feel that you've also got yourself in a situation here that this is really good. The angels are showing this with you, Robin. The potential in the word they keep seeing with you is, yeah, you need to be out there. And I'll tell you part of it. I lived there for a year. The guides brought me to Sedona. They told me the word. I woke up, typed it in my computer, and went, well, it's beautiful, like Garden of the Gods. 2 weeks later, I'm living there. I lived there for a year. And
wow.
Yes, it's one of those places. Sedona is one of those excellent places that it is a vortex of energy, you know, and it's a male vortex. It brings in energy, and people were there, and they laugh. It's like a washing machine, all the regulars there say. People come in, and in 3 months, the energy is so intense with those vortexes and all that energy that you feel it, you get the vibrations, it puts it all into you, and it spins you around, and you're either a lifer then, or most of the times, the general case, Sedona spins you out in those couple months into whatever the higher energies wanted you to do and have all along. So part of what you're getting the energy to is the guides are doing this. Maui, Hawaii is another one. It's
that's
a female
exactly,
vortex.
That's the other one that I've absolutely had in my mind, is Maui. That's funny that you said that.
You're really gifted. You've got a lot of energy, and they're doing this in a good way that, you know, I've seen people, like I said there, I read at the Crystal Castle store, and I tease everybody. You know, I go, they didn't give me anything I didn't already have, because Sedona enhances your psyche, but it does. It gives you a lot more than that. And what they're telling me with you, too, is that you are, they keep saying potential. That word with you is like a very key one. You are in transforming and working so high in frequency that the guides are going to bring you there. They said there's so much financial abundance in the areas that you want to have happen that this is why you're getting their pull there. The friend will be there, but more really strong is that career with you. You have so much potential, Robin. They're telling me that you're like a conduit. Not only are you able to sense, but you're able to do some healing. They're telling me that you're going to be putting out work. They're putting in the energy of it. You know,
wow.
Sedona is frustratingly one of those places to go have your financial there. It's sometimes even check with a job. I do know, you know, I was very fortunate, but I just, you know, the guys are telling me and sensing there. They said it takes a little bit. I've seen people go there and just, you know, financially it just does. In your case, I feel you already kind of worked in there having some ideas. They want you doing both physical and spiritual. They're saying go to Cathedral Rock, go to Bell Rock, you know, and Bell's intense. I mean, Bell Rock's one that I would never go there after night. They joke about the ET activity. But it's just, it's intense. It's one of those energies that, you know, you go up and you just, whoa, you're feeling the vibration. They're telling me that with you very much, Robin. They're also telling me that you've got some tears here and some things that are going to come through energy. You are real strong, and yet you're gonna go through that, and it is a rebirthing. I mean, the first 30 days there, I was like, you know, really gifted. I'm like, what? And me and other friends, and people just, wow. We'd start to cry. You feel these emotions, something from 20 years ago, and you're like, I thought I dealt with that. You know, it just reopens it. It's like anytime you do a really deep detox, and you're gonna feel those aches and pains.
So you're saying the deep detox could happen while I'm there if I get there.
When you get there. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just when now. The angels already know you're going there. They also said the real positive thing for you is that I keep seeing you doing it. I also see you, Robin, grabbing on to some of the goals you had. You're very gifted in how you sense things, and you have a unique way of describing things.
Yep. Great. So more Sedona than California.
They're showing me that you're going to, it's like Sedona right now, and Sedona could be the difference here in California, and this is ironic, you're like pretty much doing bypass from 2009, and I did to 2010. This is exactly what they did to me, what you're saying, California or Sedona. I went to Sedona, I put a year in, and the guys put me in Pasadena, California, and the blessings were just there waiting. That's what they're showing with you, Robin. They're showing me that you're going to go to Sedona, you're going to grab on, you've got some more learning, there's some knowledge you're going to get, there's some healing symbols. Yeah.
Yep, it's Reiki, and actually the friend that is there, we met in a Reiki class and just made an incredible connection, but he got drawn to go back to Sedona, and I kind of felt like, I think I'm going to end up visiting you, I think something's going to happen, you know, I just sort of felt the pull myself, but yeah.
It's there.
Huh, okay. And it's not time yet, it's just kind of coming.
They said in the guides here, and I'd look at that, I'd really like to do a full reading with you. I'd like to sit down because what they're showing here is timing's important. You want to make sure that you're going with the transition. So what I would do, Robin, is I'd look a little bit. We kind of talk. I'd like to do a lot of Skype reading when we're doing this energy because I want to see what your angels and your guides are showing me. And you can see me. And what I can read, what they were doing here, is that the guides are telling me that, you know, you want to get there and you also want to do the only thing that they say that's holding back a little bit is I see you doing some other work. I see you working both. I see you doing not just like trying to, you know, getting in, you do a healing there, and you're doing some healing there at some of the stores. There's a lot of stores in Sedona that do psychic and healing. But there's also a really positive, I see you doing some physical. They want you doing, you're going to, don't laugh, but they want you doing some kind of like the tourism or the working with the Jeeps, going out and talking to people and taking them on Vortex. And the reason they're doing this is they're getting you out. They're working the energy. You're getting in. You're getting integrated into Sedona. You're also seeing the places, sense and knowing the vortexes and able to show others, and it gives you this physical check, and then they want you doing the Reiki work and the healing and out there promoting your name on the internet.
Okay, the physical makes sense because I'm definitely drawn to doing, you know, physical, you know, sports or moving, just being out there, walking, running, yoga. Yeah, that makes
sense. Excellent. Very
good. I have the number that you had given out yesterday. Is that the number that you would, I would call if I want to set up a reading with you?
The 928?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a Sedona number. I took it with me. I kept it.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, that sounds good. I think I will try to set up a reading with you because I'd like to go further, and that was very helpful.
Thank you.
It gave me some hope.
Great, thanks very much, and I'll give you a deal by being a Blog Talk Radio listener. So thank you, and give me a call sometime.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're here on Psychics Gone Wild and having fun and helping everybody out. This is Psychic Jethro. And thank you, callers. Sometimes you guys really make me feel very much value, and it always helps with the energy we have. I really am looking forward to going into the next reading. We're looking at 253. It's Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hi, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
Great. This is Becky.
Becky, you wild one. What are you out there doing? I'm laughing. When you call, you just send my energy. I've got people calling on the phone, calling on the Gmail, calling on the Skype. And I'm going, you just got to wait your turn. We got to set you up a schedule. And I laugh, and here you are on the phone. And I'm like, cool, how's Becky?
Okay, I just have a quick question.
Sure.
We're still working on those love angels.
Okay.
Okay, we saw each other. But then again, we're going back to we don't hear from each other again. So I just was curious, is this just going to be for a while, or is there some big change?
Ooh, okay, because I've been, you know, and I've been pretty much working this, and we've been doing a lot of prayers and working with the energies of the angels with you, Becky, and they're showing me here, I'm going to have you say his first name just so I can have the permission to read you and
Ron.
His And the guides are showing me, Becky, you guys going through, this is a little bit of this is just a minor delay. This is an up and down, little shaky thing here. And they're telling me, the guides and angels, that they're going in and helping you, and they're going to also put some real strength into this for you of working you and the energies of what's supposed to happen. And one of those things really strong is your angels are going to be giving you they're going to give you still what they're doing with him, and I don't blame you. This is a little odd. This was a little bump in the road, and I keep seeing him. He looks like that little guy on our screen with the eyes going long, you know, with the boogly eyes. It's like I see Ron going.
I just want to slap him when I'm with him just because it's like, okay, we have such a good time, and then I don't see you. or hear from you again.
It is.
We saw each other on the floor.
Mm. Oh, man. And that's what the guides are doing with the energy here. And they're showing me now, today's the 6th, Becky. It's been 2 days, lover.
Okay.
Okay. We got it, but it is. And I don't blame you, you know. Going into this, and you know, the guides are also telling me really good. We've got a bunch of you guys in the room. Hi, everybody. They're telling me, hey, hello. And they're going to be telling me what they're also doing with you is they're also saying that you are you guys are going to get through and we're going to do this. And I don't blame you. I mean, you're in love. I laugh because I went through this exact thing, and we used to joke because they're like, you call her 4 times a day. You know, and I'm like, we have Gemini.
There's
she's a Gemini.
Wrong
and I'm a
with that.
See, I don't think so. I mean, we're not out hustling anybody, hurting anybody, stepping in your flowers.
Yeah.
We're just on the phone chit-chatting. So, yeah, so
right.
I agree. And I'm going to keep the prayers up. And I get, Becky, that this is just a minor delay. I also realize that he's a little shocked still. And they told me it's kind of like, you know, that deer in headlights look. It makes me laugh because they're showing him more like, woo. And it's like, it's a good thing, Becky. He's really getting his affairs in order so you guys can have real good quality time. And I do love what you said. You guys have good time together, so I still see that.
So do you see, like, contact, like, soon, or is it going to be a while again?
I don't think it's going to be a while again. I feel it's going to be here real soon. I also see that you guys are going to be starting to do some other contact a little more and getting out a little more on dating again. It's time, and that's what I feel is happening. It's going to be.
That's what it is. Like, I just send it. Now we're just texting, and I text them. I'll say, good morning, or whatever. Just basic. Nothing real. To chase them away even further.
Nothing to make the airwaves go, what?
I know. Like, okay, I need to climb under my bed even further.
Becky, you're so much fun. And I realize it, and they're telling me that. They're telling me to expect in a couple of days another date. You guys are going to be going out here real soon. I also see the angels working with you, too.
Okay. And I have one quick question. My daughter picked up that eBay thing for you. How does she pay for it? Because I didn't see something on there, but she got the reading, and we didn't realize how to pay for it.
It'll come up through eBay, and then you just do it right there. You just go through eBay and do a payment on there, and they do it through PayPal. But it comes up PayPal and eBay together, and it'll come up and say, you know, pay for your reading or your eBay. You go in, and it'll show you in your eBay. And tell her thank you. I did that. We did some of those readings to help with that. The one she did is for the charity. We're going to take that money to the manatees down here, the little baby manatees.
Okay, I will tell her that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and blessings
to
you, Becky. Good. All right, bye. We want to welcome everyone that's calling in to Psychics Gone Wild. We're at the half-hour mark, and we're having a lot of fun. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're welcoming any of you that would love to have a little bit of that healthy coffee, and there's a deal right now we're doing with it. So get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. And one thing we're going to welcome here real quick as we're going in is 512. It's up to you. How are you doing today?
Hey.
Hey.
Good. How are you?
Really good.
What's
Yvonne, I'm really glad to hear from you. You are one of my favorite people. I've got to get with the phone last night when I called your number. Yvonne's got a reading to schedule with me, too, you guys. So we're up to you. But I'm glad your phone told me that it was not taking my phone number anymore. And I laughed.
Really?
And then when I called today, it just kept ringing. So I think there's something going on between Texas and Florida, but I'm like, I know Yvonne loves me. You know, I was like, why would she drop my phone number? She just ordered a reading. But Yvonne, I'll have you talk here real quick, and what do you want me to look at? And then we'll schedule here. I'll get you scheduled in this evening.
This evening's good.
Cool.
I just wanted to see anything. I guess we can talk about it later, but if you had any other things that you might see for me.
Okay, no, I'm glad, Yvonne, and I thank you because I do know you're in a stressful situation, and I like this. I like the call, and I will do more in depth with you when we do the reading one-on-one. But I am feeling something here, Yvonne, and I'm going to have you just talk to me just a little. Give me your date of birth. Give me a little bit more with your guides because Yvonne's a regular here, and you guys who know, Yvonne's our, and we got teased because I said you were a badger. I didn't say you were a badger. I said your totem is a badger. I got a lot of email over that, and I was like, now wait a minute. We're friends, and I am correct on her totem. And so Yvonne, I want you to give me your date of birth, and I'm going to sense a little more and read here what's going on.
Okay, it's 8360.
Okay. I feel like the relationship and what we've been talking here is happening, and the guides are showing me with it that, you know, we talked last time you called in, and they're showing me that you're the person you really care for and love right now is putting up blocks. They're like, don't call me, don't come around. They're really agitable. So what I'm feeling is you're trying to be patient, and sadly, this is where we talked about the badger, you're very determined. Your mind sometimes can get one-tracked with you, Yvonne, and it's like, I want to be in the relationship. We're doing good. Me and her are doing well. Why is she not understanding? And they're telling me that it's a person that she's around, and that sadly now she's kind of in a state where she's really, I don't want to say vulnerable, because that's going to put the wrong button for you. You're going to want to protect her, and right now she's pretty sensitive. So what she's doing is she's putting up deliberate blocks against you. You hurt the ones you love. So what they're showing me right now is she's coming and stressing with you, and all you've been trying to do is text her, respond to her. You'd like to keep the airways open. Am I correct? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that you're really, this is really hurting you, because you're sensing. You two are very, lovers are very sensitive to each other anyway, and this is someone you love and care for, and she cares for you. And what you've got heart chakra-wise is you're both picking up senses. So when you get this kind of emotional, sometimes people will get what we call psychic shock. Psychic buzz is good. It's where you feel that tingling buzz. All of you felt that loving feeling. This is psychic shock. And what's happening is you guys are getting, she's awkward. It's hurting your feelings. You're sitting here going, what did I do? What can I do to help this? Why do you want, what are you doing? And then she's like one part of her had pulled you in. Now this other part's pushing you away. And I'm feeling that the guys are telling me it's going to be resolved. We're going to get through this. This is a really stressful time. All of you guys in relationships, it's been probably one of the most busiest times I've ever had. And it's like this is the first week of July, and what is going on due to the transition and being in Cancer is we're all really, really oversensitive. Now, any of us who are in these hot climates knows part of that isn't just the weather. You know, the sun flares and the energy is doing it. The second part, what we've got, Yvonne, too, is we've got a lot of energy where you and your lover are, and we're getting energy outside. So what I'm doing is I'm putting a lot of prayers and putting a lot of positive, and I do feel that, you know, what's going to happen is we're going to get you feeling good, get the energy going, and they're telling me right now that you've had to step back, and this is just making you... You're biting at the bit. I mean, I just got to be honest. I don't know how to word it. You're a working person. You're a strong person. You come from the front. And this is against everything that's in your fiber to just sit back and wait for that magical moment, because you're going, I don't feel waiting's the answer. You're a doer.
You're right.
What I'm feeling, and it's really getting some frustrations. And Yvonne, you've got us as friends. You know, we've got other friends here. I do suggest during this time that we, you know, the guys are showing me with it. We'll work with it. We've got a little bit of sadness here. This is turning into anxiety for you. You've got all this extra energy. We need to, as we're doing, I have a lot of people who will work during this time on doing something physical. I see you putting together something, doing something. Taking a couple hours, because what it's doing is you're sitting there and your mind's going boom, da da boom, boom, and you need something to utilize and get that energy. So what I really feel here, and I feel with this relationship, is we're almost coming into it. We'll do more here when I do the other part, and they're showing me with you that I see you two still together. You need that hope, but I also see you kind of taking a little bit of sitting down, doing some other stuff out, because it's got you in a consistent, you're either checking the text, the emails, or the other things. You're checking and waiting for her to make contact. She's like, I don't want to make contact. I'm mad. Don't bother me. And you're going, what? And that hurts, so you're automatically, it's stirring up emotions in you. What did I do wrong? And you did nothing wrong. We both know there's outside people that are hurting this relationship. Sadly, what it's doing is there's going to be a stall here. We're going to have a little time, like what they call an in-between time. We're going to set you down, do the energies, get you going on the energy that you'll be working with it. You'll be putting your energies out. You'll also get yourself working towards that energy and that goal of getting yourself feeling there, Yvonne. And what we'll do when I do the reading with you is we're going to go a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of regression work with you tonight when I do this. I'm going to have you sit down, relax. We're going to do a little bit of meditation, because there's a link between you and Nikki. You two were lovers before, and we need to get that energy to go through. Have you do a little bit of relax meditation. I'll have you set where you can hear me. visualize with me. I'll do a meditation. We'll get you through and release that karma so that you guys can live normal in this karma, because that's what's getting you. What's happening is the past life is coming in and it's getting energy and it's getting fed. There's another negative woman. I keep feeling a physical woman, and she was in that other life and she bothered you last time in that life. She pretty much was putting out energy then. She was pretty much doing negatives that she's repeating in this life. You know who I mean?
Yeah.
And she's not winning in this life, but you've had that past life, and you keep feeling in your attitude, Yvonne. I mean, you're like a warrior. I keep seeing you like a Roman warrior. I see you picking it up like a gladiator going, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you. You know what I'm saying? They're showing me you. They show me you doing that very strong gladiator life. You had a very intense life. You've got this ball with this spike on the end of it, and you're going, I'm going to get you. You know, I've had it. I've had it with you. You're hurting me. You're hurting my loved one. And unfortunately, in that past life, this karma is being repeated. This life, you know, you're a very loving person with this person. You guys were in that life. I feel that what happened was you got thrown in there and became a gladiator over the love before. In the love you guys had then, she was killed. Something happened with the soldier thing. They threw you in and said, here, fight it out. And they made you fight it out. And Yvonne, you didn't, it wasn't a pretty one. I mean, those of you who've ever watched a lot of Roman movies, you didn't go out pretty, but you went out. You basically said, I've had it with you. Now we're here in 2012. You can't pick up the spike ball and bang her in the head and say, lady, stay out of my business. You know, sometimes we all pray for that. I have a niece who made me laugh so bad. She's very country, and she called me and she goes, why can't we just fight it out in the ring? And just made me laugh. I go, probably because the laws of America. And then we both laughed and realized, you know, there's times you just get tired of people. You know, and I'm an advocate against violence, but I can see what's gone on. So what we're going to do, Yvonne, is we're going to do some work and some energy. We're going to release that, and then you can think logically and feel the energy, and then you two can get your relationship back on an even keel, because that's what needs to happen. I see you guys are both trying to grab the ship, and I see this, I'm going to pardon the expression, her hag friend reaching in with her claws, just going whoop, and she stirs the ship off. So you two are like whoop, and you don't want, you know, you're trying to make amends, you're trying to talk with her. You guys have had a little spat, and it was brought on by someone else. And now it's turned into this big major melting pot of problems, and you're just going, I just want the person back I loved. I want to have her with me and me together. And every time you reach out there, this odd karma is going, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's too bad. And I think a lot about your niece, too. Why can't I just hit her?
That's what I'm feeling from you. And I'm like, if we were in a boxing match, I'd give you two the gloves and say, have at it, because I would pretty much bet on you. I've known you quite a while, and you're not just a client. You're more of my family now, too. But I just love you, Vaughn, and I can see that. You're one of those people that I've just, you know, like you said, I just want to go, you know, we've tried all the rounds, which we were at the point, you've hurt me and you hurt the one I love. Now's where we're going to put it to the angel. We're going to look up above when all else is gone. And the angels are going to help, because I see them clearing this. I also see a real sad thing, and the guides are saying, I will get into you real in depth here on your reading, Yvonne. I see they're giving her an ultimatum. The angels are going, we clear this out, and then Nikki, your lover, has a moon cycle of 28 days, and she either steps up and grows up to say, okay, I love Yvonne enough, here's my heart, or she stays down here as a high schooler with a girl that's in her business, and they're going to move her along, and then the guides are going to bring you another lover. Because, you know, we've talked about this before, and through the, you've been on my show quite a bit, everybody's going, man, you guys, but why I'm talking this on the radio so intense, Yvonne is a very strong, loving person, and the guides are giving this one a time limit. They're saying, either get in it, you know?
Okay. All right, we can talk about it more later. I'm sure there's people on the line that want to talk to you also.
I thank you, and I thank you for calling. You're one of our regulars. You follow our show, and blessings to you. And I will call you on this, or what I would like you to do is call my 928-284-0437. I don't know what Florida has done to me, but sometimes if I haven't talked to people, which we keep in contact, even text, we're friends, but I feel that the guides are telling me with you, Yvonne, that to just do that and give me some times tonight where you're available and I will contact you back.
7 o'clock my time is a good time. How's that for you?
Central, that's 8 p.m. here. I've got you in. Let's just do that. I'll just put you in because I know that you know, they've got it. I'll tell the Canadian line to wait a little bit. You're lucky.
I mean, unless you want to do it sooner, it's fine with me.
No, let's do 8 p.m. Instead of, I'll just go ahead and do it that way. And just 8 p.m., and I've got you down. I've got you down, Yvonne, and I thank you. And you ordered the reading yesterday, and I was like, what? And when I did that, I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. And I have never heard that phone message, which kind of creeped me out. I was like, okay, I've never been blocked from anybody, and this is my friend, too. But it
might have been where my phone was, too, and I kind of fell asleep, so I didn't hear anything.
Oh, so well, I'm all worried you're partying on the sleep party. Now we know. Cool. Okay. No problem. I will go ahead, Yvonne, and I've got you down at 8 p.m. tonight.
Okay. I'll talk to you then. Have a nice day.
You too. Blessings. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank each and every one of you guys calling in. We're having a lot of fun. We pretty well have been pretty much going with the show. We've got a really great show today, and we're going into 706. You've been with me since the beginning. How are you? This is Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, it's Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
How are you doing today, Jethro?
Really good. I always have fun. Everybody teases me. I love the Gone Wild because I am a little gone wild.
So after my own soul, that's good.
We're kindred spirits, Mary Ellen. And I'll tell you what I love here, and I've been really fortunate. I've been helping a lot of people. I've become a reverend the last 2 weeks here, and I've really been praying on the blessings for everyone and helping one. And what I want to get, Mary Ellen, I feel with you some energy here, and I really feel like you've got some questions here about this up-and-coming couple months here. I feel like you've got some questions definitely concerning what is going to happen for you here in your life. But, Mary Ellen, the guides aren't giving me a lot. They're just giving me colors, so I'm going to have you talk to me a little bit more so I can pick up and let your guides give me permission.
Okay. We've been trotting along here, you know, and, you know, wires keep getting messed up and not coming in when they're supposed to be coming in, and we're back into a situation again where, you know, we got a response that they were getting it together and we still not seeing the money, and it was supposed to have been in this week, and I know we're at the end of all this, but it's like, my God, you know.
No, I do feel it. I feel it. And I feel, Mary Ellen, there we go. That's why I was getting some colors and scattered around it. This is the last of it. And you've got some odd energies there. You've got some things there that you're going to laugh. But you aren't going to laugh because you're like me. We both understand life's different. What's really good is they're showing me you putting a lemon in your jockey box to absorb the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you've got, it's like you guys have won. You're at the point of getting the financial. It's just being delayed and it's silly. And they're showing me like, that's why I'm feeling you have a scattered energy. And you're like, okay, we finally, and it's like, okay, the light's there, but there's still some odd energy still messing with you, Mary Ellen. And that's why what I keep seeing is this like kaleidoscope of colors. I see the angels trying to help it, and I see this odd little energy is trying to mess with it. And you've got some people that aren't happy that you won. You've also got there's something else going on with you that I keep feeling like they're like, I wouldn't say just jealous, but petty people. I keep seeing people like, you know what, I mean, I'm just going to be blunt. They're like, they're looking at you, they're talking, but they're like, well, you know, she really didn't, well, why is she, you know, what's, and here she goes again, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, God.
Well, that has to do with a function that I put together here in town. We live in a very small town, and I got together this function for, you know, charity to help, you know, fund Christmas, and it's like, well, we've just never done that before. And one of the guys says, you need to table it. I said, you know what, no one says no to me, and I'm not tabling it.
You see, I'm an eight of clubs, and that just fits to be. We win by pure determination and Scorpio
boot. Yeah, it's like this is not going to happen, okay? So that's the pettiness, because that has come out.
I feel you also need to do a little more mirror shielding. Make sure with your psychic class or your meditations that you're doing a little more of that reflection of that shield. Put your armor on. See it reflecting. And as a reverend, I keep getting with you working with that lemon, because the lemon's absorbing the negativity. You know, and I was a business manager for years, and I ran two businesses at the same time, very hyper. And I used to put that lemon in, and I'm not kidding you, in Wyoming, in Rocky Mountains, in 3 days, that thing looked like it was petrified and had been around for years. And
where did you put it at?
In the jockey box of your car. And
what's a jockey box?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a Wyoming expression. It's your glove box.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is interesting. Let me just pursue that one.
I apologize. I do have my Jethroisms. Everybody goes, you talk funny. I go, no, I talk the way I always did, but it's not with the rest of the world. But the really good thing is that you put that in there, and what it'll do is it's going to absorb it. And you know, your vehicle is your relationship, and it's your career. So what they're throwing at this stuff is there. So by putting it into that glove box, you put that little lemon in there, it's going to absorb it. And then check it every so often, just throw it away, because it's picking up and absorbing the negativity. The really good thing about a lemon, I had a lady one that we laughed at, even carried it in her purse, because she's like, they hate me, you know, and we laugh. It's like, what? But the reason is because when you've got like this, when you're the leader, you're doing it, people like to bite at you like a husky pack. Well, they also, with what you've got here and what you're doing with the charity, and that you change some good old boys' day, there's a lot of mental event going towards you. And I'm going to really definitely get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you the free abundance prayer. It clears the way. It's an angel prayer. I've had really good success with it. It works really good for charities. And what I feel with you, Mary Ellen, is that as this is going in, the angels are also telling me that you're going to have some other really strong blessings here. They said the next couple months, I see you really doing some other stuff. You have that project. You know, you are one of those ones. The more crankier they get, the more you're going to come back.
One of the girls said, well, you're just upset because they took a wind out of your sails. I said, Angela, I hate to tell you this, but all they did is put the wind back in my sail, and now I just go straight through you.
Exactly. And you will. And you know what's really going to be? They're showing me with the strength is this is to be done not only for the charity, this is also to be done. It's something that has been... it's been set there, and that's part of why they brought you in. That's why I laughed, because they showed me colors, and it was like these beautiful, chaotic colors. And I'm like, okay, these are some people's energies. These are other things. And then they kept showing me through. So that's exactly it. It shows you going right through, as you just said there. It also shows this coming about. I also see you doing some other planning with the city of some other positive things that can come about around this. I mean, this Christmas isn't just going to be the only thing you end up doing now. Because they've made you upset, you're going to start counting coups, as Native Americans call it. Now you're going to have to take a little hair over here and a little piece over there. And don't forget over here, we're going bong bong on your head with the tomahawk, because you really should have been working with us anyway. You've got a lot of people that really like you. And there's also the thing is that they may resent the fact that you're strong, but the word respect is going to come out of this. And when you get done, you've earned it, because it isn't just the charity you're fighting. You're seeming to be clearing up some old business standards. I keep hearing good old boys song here.
You're right. It's very much Southern good old boy.
You have my prayers. You are a brave one, because... that's not a song I like, and it's just scary, because obviously when they're going through, the angels are saying that this is going to be good for you. Let us know. I'm going to keep the prayers out for you, and I really, you know, blessings to you. Please follow any of you new ones that are you guys have come on. We are on Living in the Psychic Realm, and we're going to be going there in 10 minutes on it, and you can get a hold of me at the 3353, and Jethro is a little lost. It's 714-333. 3354.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now, will we see that wire come in?
I do see you're going to get it to come in, and I do get the guides are telling me that it's the other part of the delay is you also have something on the other side that is just like mad. It's like you sometimes you dream of it, and when you were younger, you're still very gifted. You're very intuitive.
I am extremely.
Man, you when you feel it with your gut feeling, but you had some family that were not nice to you, and they. This is like something that they tried to send to you when you were younger, and instead of you having nightmares, you just knocked the tar out of it and sent it back to the other side. So it's there messing with your stuff. It's like what we call secondary energy, lower energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to keep things to happen. They keep telling me that you need to really focus St. Michael's blanket, do the blue around you, focus the blue and the things, and it'll be there. I'm seeing this being delayed in the transition, but it's coming. I feel it's like it could be there within a week.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you're going to have to grab on, and you're the fisherman in this. I mean, you know, you've got this, Marlon. Don't let it go.
Oh, yeah, I won't. Okay, Jethro, when the finances get better, I'll call you for a reading.
Thank you, and it will not very long the way you're going, so bless you, and thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, and have a good day, Mary Ellen. We're on Psychics Gone Wild. We're running into the funnest part that you guys who've all called in, we're going to have the rest of you guys who are calling in to get a hold of that other number, the 714-333-3354, because that show's going to be starting in about 9 minutes. We're going to finish this out real quick with a few of you going in real quick. Here's 951. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today? Okay. We're going to go into 613. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Jethro. Thank you for taking this call.
Thank you.
I just feel that I am at a crossroads right now. I've been giving a lot, and I don't know if I should, you know, think more of myself or what I should do.
Oh, I feel, yeah, I can feel with you that there's something going on. I'm going to have you give me your first name.
My name is Lee. Sorry about this. I should have given my name right away.
You're okay. Lisa?
Yeah, Lise, yeah.
Lise, I can feel with you that there is quite a bit there happening, and I do feel that you're having to put your foot down on some of it, and some of it you're not. Definitely, you should be one that, I don't know if you drink healthy coffee or tea, you should get with me on the deal we're having. If you get with me, I can do a half an hour reading, plus you'll get the coffee sent to your house, and it's all healthy with the Ganderma mushroom, and it's like $30.50. You can't beat that deal.
Mm-hmm.
You call 719.
Yeah.
289.
Yeah.
4907. And I'll finish this reading with you at the last. You're going to be our last caller. But I feel here with you. Oh, actually, we got a little more. I feel with you that you have got to put, they said put your foot down a little bit on it, but you're also in a legal. There's something going on here with you. There's someone that's kind of been using you, and they're trying to set you up where every time you try to help them, they're pulling you in.
Huh.
They tell me that you've got some financial there, and you've been kind of really kind helping, and it's like I don't feel they're going to be able to. You're going to have to kind of put it down now. Why I keep seeing your money going to other people to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I see that you're. That is the kind. I think that that's going to have to. It is going to have to work it out. They're telling me that you've been generous. You're helping, but they need to start recuperating. There's something here they just expected of you.
Okay. Okay.
And this is not just a health reason why they're doing it. You're a good person, Lise. I also feel that the guys, you asked with the question, and they're telling me that there's got to be some recuperating here of, okay, I'm helping you. You've got to, you know, do some other. There's some of this they could do on their own. They're getting really self-reliant on you just taking care of all their finances.
Okay. Would that be my aunt, maybe? Because... I think, I'm talking to her about her finances. I think she should take a lawyer against her son, not against, but to clarify the situation with her son. It's something she doesn't want to do. Is that something like this?
I feel that. I do also feel with her that she's not kidding anybody. She's going after you with the... I feel like she's going to have to do like this. You and her both... It's like she's letting the other things go, and you're right. She's going to have to go after. She's going to have to handle this. She's got to address it because, sadly, you both are really good people, but it's not getting anywhere by you helping her. She needs to help herself a little bit, and really you two need to kind of come to agreement. You know, you love her. You're helping her, but it is pulling in where this other person, it's their responsibility. That's exactly what it is, and the guys are saying that you two got to come together, and actually this other son and other things have got to start doing their weight.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's what I get. That's what the angels are saying. They're very much blessing with you. You've got two strong angels. One is very golden. They said that you, this life, you're a very good person. My blessings to you. I don't see a lot of this sometimes with people, but you have a very strong, really good angel with you, and you're trying to do the best for everybody. So kind of after you've made your choice, you have to also, like you do there diplomatically, this has to go over to him. It's his turn now to handle that.
Okay. Yeah, because he's looking after what I would say her estate. The only thing, because my uncle passed away, and what is happening is that he doesn't let her know anything. He just, you know, if you need money, just tell me, and I think she should live very well when she's at poverty level.
I agree. And I think that, you know, this has really kind of been a sad thing that's went on for a while with her, and they keep showing this, is that, you know, it's just the travesty of him doing that. And it looks to me like he pretty much is self-centered. They said it has to do with her own people that are doing this to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Okay. There's a question I have to ask right now, if I have a minute. A friend of mine, my very best friend, each time we have a conversation, she's always dragging the conversation towards the fact that she wants to take her ex-husband back to court because she lives in poverty. He lives, you know, he's a millionaire. The settlement was not right at all, and I just don't know what to tell her about this. You know, I don't want her to lose everything.
I feel that. I feel that she needs to take him back to court. She needs to have it changed and done right, and it's not right. And what's happened, unfortunately, we see this a lot nowadays, is when some people go through and the courts do it, and sometimes they have to. She didn't have good legal counsel before. Whoever was legal counseling her, they keep showing me, kind of did not have her best interest in heart, and they didn't take care of her. So now she's sitting here where it's going to have to go back. She's going to have to look at it, and it's going to have to do this to help her because she's in a detrimental situation.
Yes, she is. She is. And the rest of the family, like, and the thing is that she almost doesn't see her children anymore because he controls the children with the money.
That's what I feel, and I feel this was just not right. I mean, she basically got in a situation that she's not got anything out of it. She's not even be able to get through it. I need to relook at it and do it right because he had the funds and the means. And they're showing me that a good attorney could look this back over and say, you know, this was not done right. We need to uphold this and re-go back in because she's got to be able to live within the means. And he left her, he's got her separate. She's getting nothing, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how she can eat. Like my husband and I, we did her budget and don't ask me where she finds the money for the food.
That's see there, and there's another one. There's why you have that angel there. Here you guys are helping, and this is the sad thing. This person is a good person, and we need to pray for her. I would, you know, please let her know about it. Get a hold of me at Jethro, psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you an abundance prayer because she's one who really needs to go in, have the positive behind her, do the prayers. We get her into court and get some of this financial because he's living very well. And she is, like you said, she's just, you know, her budget is really tight.
Okay. And, you know, whenever she has money, the kids seem to have a way to get it as soon as she gets something. So the thing also is that, is it my feeling, but because she lives in a very small community, he always knows what is happening with her, and he can, you know, pull the rug under her feet all the time.
I do feel that. I also feel that it's just like they had there. It would be good for her to do a better place because of the community and also because of the energy. This is what has been the karma for her all along there, is that she continually is getting, like you said, she's pretty much getting him, you know, he's one step ahead of her because of the size of the community and he has the money. People will listen to him more, and she's just there. It'd be good for her to have a whole change because she'd get more time with her kids, too, if she wasn't right there under his thumb.
Okay. And for myself, I have always been very interested in the paranormal. I want to know if there's a class that I should take or if there's something that I should try to develop. Some psychic ability in this area, you know, in that whole area, if there's something I should...
Yeah. Yes, Lise, you should take a psychic, basically we call it a psychic boot camp, or it's called basically Jethro's psychic meditation class, and what happens is it opens your energies, it does psychic defense, and it really heightens all of your seven chakras. It's an eight-week course, and you can get it on JethroSmith.net. If you go on my site, it's right there. You can just do it, take care of it. And then I work with you for 8 weeks on the phone, and I work with you through the computer. I send you your class, and I go through with you, and then we talk once a week on the phone. I have quite a few people. I do real well with it. You know, please, Lise, check it out. I'm sure you would love it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Great.
I have to thank you very, very much for your time, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in class, at Psychic Class, and we'll have really fun. And thanks for calling, Lise. We're going to go ahead and go right into the next show. So I want to thank everybody that's called into Psychics Gone Wild. Now remember, Living in the Psychic Realm is coming up next, and it is at 714-333-3354, and I thank you, but we're going there now.